great fit for a king rolls down the street to meet the incoming ship. Passers-by wonder if there's some sort of royalty that will be exiting the cruiser. Others whisper about a diplomat or emperor coming to visit India. But for the Joshi family, they know that the parade is for their relative, Anandi Joshi, who has returned from America after successfully becoming a doctor.
Brains of the people are more interesting than the looks, I think.
Electric power is everywhere present in a limited quantity.
Jane, if you really want something, and you work hard, and you take advantage of opportunity, and you never give up.
You're listening to Human Angle, a podcast that focuses on the hidden lives of scientists, asking what makes them human. I'm your co-host, Kenna Castleberry, here with my lovely other co-host, Kim Castleberry.
Thank you, Kenna, and thank you to all our amazing listeners. Thanks to your amazing support, we can continue to make episodes. We've had over 2,000 plays so far on this podcast, and it's all thanks to you. If you're a new listener, you can find our show on all your favorite platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and more. Be sure to subscribe and share with your friends.
Today's episode focuses on Anandibai Anandi Joshi, the first Indian woman doctor to practice in America. We'll be discussing her early life, her migration to the U.S., and her later work. Research for this episode came from several online articles.
With that, it's time to get started.
Originally named Yamuna, Joshi was born in Mumbai, India, and was raised in a Marathi Chitpavan Brahmin family. As was the practice at the time, and due to pressure from her mother, she was married at the age of 9 to Gopralro Joshi, a widower almost 20 years her senior. After marriage, Yamuna's husband renamed her Anandi. Gopralro worked as a postal clerk in Kalyan. Later, he was transferred to Alibag and then finally to Calcutta. He was a progressive thinker and supported education for women, which was not very prevalent at the time. It was common for Brahmins in those times to be proficient in Sanskrit. Influenced by Lokihadawadi's Shatpatre, Gopralro regarded learning English as much more pragmatic than learning Sanskrit. Noticing Anandi's interest, he helped her receive an education and learn English. At the age of 14, Anandi gave birth to a boy, but the child lived only for 10 days because the medical care necessary for his survival was unavailable. The situation proved to be a turning point in Anandi's life and inspired her to become a physician. Gopralro encouraged Anandi to study medicine. In 1880, he sent a letter to Royal Wilder, a well-known American missionary, stating Anandi's interest in studying medicine in the United States and inquiring about a suitable post in the U.S. for himself. Wilder offered to help if the couple would convert to Christianity. This proposition, however, was not acceptable to the Joshi couple. Wilder published the correspondence in Princeton's Missionary Review. Theodicea Carpenter, a resident of Roselle, New Jersey, happened to read it while waiting to see her dentist. Anandi's desire to study medicine and Gopralro's support for his wife impressed her, and she wrote to them offering Anandi accommodation in America. An exchange of many letters between Anandi and Theodicea ensued, in which they discussed, among other things, Hindu culture and religion.
While the Joshi couple was in Calcutta, Anandi's health was declining. She suffered from weakness, constant headaches, occasional fever, and sometimes breathlessness. Theodicea sent her medicines from America without result. In 1883, Gopralro was transferred to Semerpur, and he decided to send Anandi by herself to America for her medical studies despite her poor health. Though apprehensive, her husband convinced her to set an example for other women by pursuing higher education. A physician couple named Thorborn suggested Anandi Joshi apply to the Women's Medical College of Pennsylvania. On learning of Anandi's plans to pursue higher education in the West, Orthodox Hindu society censured her very strongly. Many Christians supported her decision, but they wanted her to convert to Christianity. Anandi Joshi addressed the community at Simapore College Hall, explaining her decision to go to America and obtain a medical degree. She discussed the persecution she and her husband had endured. She stressed the need for Hindu female doctors in India and talked about her goal of opening a medical college for women in India. She also pledged that she would not convert to Christianity. Her speech received publicity, and financial contributions started pouring in from all over India. Anandi traveled to New York from Calcutta by ship, chaperoned by two English female acquaintances of the Thornboards. In New York, Theodosia Carpenter received her in June of 1883. Anandi wrote to the Women's Medical College of Pennsylvania asking to be admitted to their medical program, which was the second women's medical program in the world. Rachel Botley, the dean of college, enrolled her. Anandi began her medical education at age 19. In America, her declining health worsened because of the cold weather and unfamiliar diet. She contracted tuberculosis. Nevertheless, she graduated with an MD on March 11, 1886. On her graduation, Queen Victoria sent her a congratulatory message.
That's crazy. Like, you graduate college and the queen is like, oh, by the way, congrats on graduating.
The Queen of England, right? Yeah. Yeah. In late 1886, Anandi Joshi returned to India, receiving a hero's welcome. The princely state of Kolhapur appointed her as the physician in charge of the female ward of the local Albert Edward Hospital. Anandi died earlier the next year on February 26, 1887, before turning 22. Her death was mourned throughout India. Her ashes were sent to Theodosia Carpenter, who placed them in her family cemetery in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Wow.
How sad, 22. What a full life. I mean, starting that early, right?
And the other thing, too, is she just got her medical degree. She gets back, and then she dies.
Yeah.
Like, that's just so hard.
But what a precedent setting for all of those other Indian girls, right? To say, hey, and to have married a husband who encouraged her in that.
I was thinking that, too.
And she was so young, and yes, he was 20 years older, but she was so young at the age of 9.
I know.
Right? So he was 29.
That's kind of crazy to think about. I mean, yeah. The other thing, too, is, you know, reading her story, what spirit and bravery she had to stand up in front of her community and to pretty much tell them off, you know, to say, you cannot persecute me for wanting to fulfill my dream.
Right. Well, and then, you know, obviously that changed when she came home. And she
Right. And people realized, they were like, oh, never mind. Yeah. We're wrong. we should help. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just, oh my goodness. Good, what an amazing story.
Very inspiring.
Thank you for listening to our episode on Anandi Joshi. Stay tuned for our next episode on Ibn Sina, an Islamic mathematician regarded as one of the most significant physicians, astronomers, thinkers, and writers of the Islamic Golden Age, and the father of early modern medicine.